Now we're still watching that monster Hurricane Matthew going up the eastern coast of Florida. It is still a Category 4. Thank God it's not directly over the state. And let's hope it doesn't cross over at all. We're going to have Who's Behind the Secret Door tonight for you. Three special guests throughout the night. I have no idea who they are. If I can guess, we should have a pretty good interview. If I can't, we're going to calls and you're going to bail me out with the guest, of course. And this is what you're going to hear when we open up the door. See, we kind of got them in a chamber. And so one person will pass through and we'll try to guess who they may be. And we'll start with our first one next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. A little fun tonight. Who's behind the secret door? Three special guests throughout the night. So let's open up our first door. And let our first guest come in. Hello there.
Hey, George. How you been, buddy?
Oh, boy. This is going to be tough. I'm fine. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good today.
So how often have you been a guest on the program?
Probably about 10 times.
10 times, and I have no idea who you are. 10 times. What kind of subject matter do you deal with?
Well, I'll give you one hint.
Okay.
I'm big, I'm bald, and I'm beautiful. Well, I don't know about the beautiful, but I'm big and bald.
And as much as this is radio, I probably have never met you, or have I?
You met me a couple times.
Oh, I have.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh. I don't want to give up yet, but I'm getting close to my time limit here where the judges yank me. You've been on about 10 times. I've met you a couple times.
I once made you scream.
I know you. Jim Carroll.
What's going on here, bud?
All right, you better explain what you just said, by the way.
On the TV show, when we put the spike under the three cups, the two cups, and I grabbed your hand and smashed one of the cups, and there was only one left, and the spike had to be under there, but it wasn't because I put it in my pocket.
It was unbelievable, folks. It was on. Jim Carroll was a guest on Beyond Belief, and like he said, he had a couple of cups, and he put a spike underneath one of them, and he did it himself first. And I watched him do it, and I'm going, Jim, don't do it. Please, just don't do it. You know, what if you're wrong? And he slams his hand down on top of one of the cups, and I was sure as God that one of those spikes was there, and it wasn't. And he was right. Then he had this great idea to have me do it. And so we're on camera, and, you know, you have to go watch it on Beyond Belief. I'm serious about that. But he had me slam my hand down on one of the cups, and you'll see what happened. But I got to tell you, that was unbelievable. How have you been, Jimmy?
I'm doing super. I actually just got back from Dallas. I was at a big event down there for Jenny McCarthy and Donnie Wahlberg.
Oh, super.
Yeah, the Generation Rescue thing. We did a nice event down there. It was pretty cool. But I met some cool people down there. And who knows, maybe the one guy's going to try to do some TV with me. He's a big producer.
Oh, super. Jim is, of course, folks, Jim Carroll is a magician. He's a mentalist. He's a memory guy. He's got one of the greatest memories of anybody I've ever been around. You give him zip codes, he'll generally tell you where the city is. Just amazing. How did you get your mind tuned up like that, Jim?
Wow. You know, it started at the age of 50.
At the age of 50?
Yeah, I just started at the age of 50. It happened accidentally because I had to do this bicycle, this workout on this exercise bike to my health was like a little bit deteriorated at the time, and the bike was so boring that I started memorizing cards, playing cards, because I always did card tricks all my life.
Yeah.
And then I got it down to like where I could memorize a complete shuffle deck in under a minute. And then I got involved with the USA Memory Championships and everything else with a good friend of mine, Tony, who's the founder, and I got on the board of directors. And to make a long story short, I started memorizing so many bits of information. Like, I was nailing down 100 digits of pi a day, like 3 and 4 and 5.
Oh, my gosh.
I got up to about 70,000 digits, and I got bored with that. So I started memorizing the zip codes, which you know we do a lot, and countries and capitals and football players and movies and Oscar winners. And then when I turned 60, my heart condition was improved greatly. In fact, it's gone. It disappeared completely. So then at the age of 60, I really took this to another level. In fact, now, like, I'm having, like, real intense workouts for the brain. I work out the brain every day. Now I'm up to, like, 2-3 hours a night. And but what I really just got into, George, is visualization. I've been, oh, man, I'm really into this thing.
What is that? How does that work?
If you visualize something, you can make it come true. You can make it happen.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God, this stuff is so cool. I mean, a lot of celebrities are doing it. A lot of celebrities started their careers, like Jim Carrey, Will Smith, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Clint Eastwood. I mean, a lot of people do this, and I know a lot of athletes personally that do it. You know, like you visualize hitting that ball over the fence before the pitcher throws
it. That's right, or slowing it down or something like that.
Yeah, or you visualize throwing a dart, and you look at, you actually go through the motion of throwing the darts at the bullseye, and it goes there. But now, from exercising the brain every day, this thing has been getting stronger and stronger. So I'm really excited about that. That's really cool. And hey, and who knows, in that 1990, remember back in, when I did the 2-2-2 prediction? That would be another one of my hints I was going to do next. I was going to go 2-2-2.
Had you not said the hand slamming, I may not have guessed who you were. You were doing it. You were pretty good there.
Yeah, the next one was going to be, I was going to say, I know what you're thinking. But remember back in 1990, the 2-2-2 daily number prediction, where I would go around show after show and holding up a sign, hey, play 2-2-2, hey, play 2-2-2, because of the dream I had.
Yeah.
And then over 30,000 people had seen me between November and December 22nd when the daily number was going to be drawn. Now I believe that this may have been all caused by focusing. All these people were focused and visualizing 2-2-2. They all wanted it to come up that night. And how do I know that's not how it happened? By you know, and or even like tonight, unfortunately, with this disaster going on down in Florida.
Oh, geez.
I truly believe that if you have like a million people just taking out their cell phone, this sounds crazy. A lot of people are going to think I'm crazy, but you know I'm not.
You're not
take
crazy.
Out your cell phone and you stick the weather radar on and zone in on Florida and just like just blow it off 10, 15, 20 miles. I believe that that's possible. I really truly
should we do an experiment now?
I would love that later on. Yeah, maybe we could try that. Like everybody could.
We'll do it after the break.
Definitely. What do we got to lose? You know, we got a lot to gain and nothing to lose, you know?
Well, all right, let's do this. You want to do it with a cell phone or can we just do it with our minds?
I think we could do it both with your mind, especially people that are driving, like truck drivers, and we don't want that.
Let's do it with just our minds.
Just the mind.
I'll have you give us a little tutorial before the break. We'll go to the break and we'll come back and we'll do it under your direction.
I truly believe that would be fantastic.
And we'll see what happens in the morning. Right now, it's 120 miles an hour. It's a Category 3.
No,
let's just get it down to a Category 1 and see what happens.
Get it down and get it off the coast a little more.
All right.
You know, it's a lot of people. Wow. But anyway, getting back to the visualization stuff, the mighty Adam, Joseph Greenstein, back in the 70s, late 60s, early 70s, This guy was like 80 years old. He used to bend these 60-penny nails, and that's how I started my whole career. This guy got me so motivated and excited, and I used to bend these 60-penny nails, and it's like really cool because it takes a lot of that. You know, it takes a lot of energy and a lot of...
Was it magic, or was it...
No, the real deal, George.
It was, like Uri Geller maybe, huh?
Yeah, no, it's not that. There are a couple guys that are doing this, but to make a long story short, I'm now 63, and I started bending 60-penny nails again. And it's all like I'll wrap them up. I'll put a little hanky on the ends. And I'll just visualize it bending in my hands. You know, I just visualize. And then when I take a deep breath, and whew, the thing just, it's like butter in your hands. It just bends. It's
wow.
Like, this stuff is real. I'm telling you right
well,
now.
Well, let me ask you that. Are you bending it in with your mind, or are you physically bending it with your fingers?
You're physically bending it with your hands. But the nails are so huge. I mean you could pass these out. You could go to a gym and you could go to a college football team.
Nobody could bend them. Nobody could bend them.
Maybe one out of 100 strong people because you can't get any leverage. The nail's so little. It's only 6 inches long, and it's as thick as a pencil. So I really believe in this stuff. I really. I'm and this is what I'm getting into right now. And I'm using it. You know, You know what I do. I help the Warriors and stuff like that.
Yeah, you do. Good for you.
I'm doing all of that stuff with these guys, and we'll see where it goes. But it's, but yeah, like, you just, how do you know any of this stuff isn't visualization? Like, hey, I started my whole career, you know, like when I started doing the memory stuff at 50, I wrote down these 100 celebrities that were in People magazine, and I put them on cards, and I call this my mental matrix. That'll be my next book. And what I would do is, after memorizing the 100 celebrities, like Drew Carey's number 2, Jim Carrey's number 3, and what I would do is I would connect movies to them, then associate words to them, associate football players to them, and countries to them, and the thing spread out like 200 things wide. And to make a long story short, today, as of today, I've met 88 of those celebrities.
Wow.
What is that?
That's huge.
Manifestation. I don't know. I'm into this stuff right now. And so that's the new thing I'm into, George. It's a lot of fun, and just can't wait to...
Then it works. One of your new books, 51 Ways to Hustle Your Friends.
Yeah.
What the heck does that mean?
Look, the other one, Beyond Emotional Intelligence, that I wrote with my buddy Dale,
yeah,
that's a serious book. You know, that goes about... It teaches you higher emotional intelligence and, like, how to manage stress, how to build stronger, better relationships.
Well, that's important, too.
Yeah, but this one, I wanted to show a lighter side and a more fun side of me. And so 51 Ways to Hustle Your Friends, it's kind of like icebreakers for company parties or relatives coming over your house or guys or girls that want to pick up members of the opposite sex on the ball. I don't know. Use it for whatever you want. It's really a cool book, and it's coming out in 2 days, and you can get it on the site for now, jimcarroll.com. And what we're going to do is we're going to put an ebook out next month, and people that buy my book now on jimcarroll.com, they'll get a free ebook when it comes out.
And that's Carroll with a K, folks, K-A-R-O-L.
Yeah, Jim Carroll with a K. Yeah, that's going to be a good
one. Are you allowed in Vegas?
Yeah, I could sneak in there, but...
Sneak in? Do they know you?
Supposedly, my name's on some kind of list in some casino.
Or in your picture, because they've got these picture things now that the software identifies you.
Yeah, you know what? And here's the thing about it. I'm not even a gambler. You know what I mean? I'm not. I mean, what happened was that whole story was I was performing at a casino in Atlantic City, and after the show was over, I was like the Pied Piper. Everywhere I go, these people are following me around. So I sat at a roulette table, all right? And I put a couple chips on number 11 black. I remember like it was yesterday. I put them on 11 black. The very first time I sat down, the very first spin, 11 comes up. And there's a bunch of people saying, oh, we should have played it. I told you we should have played what he played, right? So then I swear this is a true story. The very next spin, I put some chips on number 8 black. So now some people started playing it, all right? And so all of a sudden, I'm like looking at the little lucite little marker, and I'm visualizing it going. So I was doing the visualization stuff back then. And so I don't know. Is this visualization? Is it pure luck? I don't know what it is. 8 came up. 8 came up. True story.
Wow.
So now everybody's all excited. So now I'm like, I'm looking down.
Now the pit boss shows up, right?
No, not yet. Listen. So I'm looking down on my sneakers, and as you know, I wear red sneakers all the time. So
yeah.
It reminded me of Michael Jordan. I think I had Michael Jordan sneakers on. So I thought 23 red got to be the number, right? So I asked the guy how much is table max. He told me, and I put the $300 on 23 red, okay? And all of these people start playing on top of it. By now, a huge crowd amassed around here of people that watched my show. And all of a sudden, everybody's there, go, 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 go. Everybody's like, it's like a really cool thing. And doesn't 23 red come up?
My
heart was pumping. All these women are giving me hugs and kisses. Everybody's excited. And then they asked me to come with them, and... everybody goes, you can't do that. He's our good luck charm and blah, 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 blah. And that's when all of this happened. That's when it was not like it wasn't really a band.
They took you away, though, huh?
Yeah, and I had to prove that I was really an entertainer there that night and stuff like that. And when the guy came down to vouch for me that I did perform there, he goes, Jimmy Carroll, show him what you do with a deck of cards. And I told the guy to shuffle the cards, and I memorized them in like a minute. And I go, 2 of hearts, 5 of diamonds, 6 of hearts, 5 of spades. And the guy goes, that's it. You're not coming in here anymore. You're banned from blackjack and roulette.
Wow.
I go, hey, that would be cool. I said, now I could say I'm banned from this casino. I said, I wish I was banned from every casino in Atlantic City. He goes, I could make that happen as of Monday. So what started as a joke somehow spread around.
And it got serious.
Yeah, but I'm having a lot of fun. It's all about having fun with this stuff. You know what I mean? It's like, I couldn't do this. I worked in a steel mill all my life. You know what I mean? This is like, I'm fortunate to be doing what I'm doing and being able to help people with this and teach people how to do the memory stuff. And I'm just having a blast.
Well, can you really teach people how to do that?
My God, that's all I do. Like, I go back and forth to Walter Reed and Fort Belvoir with the USO. They bring me down there every month, and I teach these classes. And
you love those guys, yeah, and women.
Oh, they're awesome. Wounded Warriors, the vets across the country, I just have so much fun with this. Then I go to Vegas. They do this program called Salute to the Troops, and I fly out there with 75 Wounded Warriors, and I try to bond with as many as I can. And I work with Gary Sinise out there, the Lieutenant Dan band.
He's
so cool.
He's been on the show before talking about that.
Oh, the best band in the world. They were so good. They were so good. And that's so. And I had the honor of working with Gary down at the Invictus Games, George. That was in Orlando. The Invictus Games, it's kind of like the Olympics for Wounded Warriors, right?
That's right.
And yeah, I got to introduce his band and everything else. And I bonded with warriors from the UK and all over the country. And then they brought me to the Warrior Games. That was at West Point, and that was just our country, you know. But what's really cool, at the Invictus Games, I actually got to practice with our USO gold medal wheelchair rugby team. Oh, my God. When I got home, I had blisters on my palms from the wheelchair. These guys were beating me up. I mean, some of these guys had no legs. And they're kicking my butt, man. I swear, these guys are the best. I am so honored to be doing what I'm doing, man. It's just so awesome.
Well, you know, you've got a gift, and you're sharing it, and I think that's why you're so successful, Jim.
Well, I'm just having fun. I just like to have fun. So, but it's
I've never seen you in a bad mood ever.
Well, those things happen sometimes, but you got to try to stay as positive as possible. That's the key. When you feel that creeping up, that bad mood, or where you feel like flipping a finger at somebody for cutting you off, you got to get out of that. It's very destructive. The more positive you are, the better it is. And I'll tell you, there's something to this positive energy, and that's what I'm into right now. And then I'm into the art of deception, as you know, and that's what I did with you on TV, where you would pick cards and I'd tell you if you're lying or telling you the truth.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I thought the art of deception, wow, that would go hand in hand with 50 ways to hustle your friends, and that's what gave me the idea to come out with that book. So it's like really going to be cool. So it's, yeah.
I love it. Jim Carroll with us. He's our first Secret Door guest. And I guessed it. I was right. So I'm 1-for-1 so far. We're going to come back in a moment and talk with Jim about slowing down Hurricane Matthew. We wanted to go from a Category 3, which is where it is right now, down to a Category 1 by the morning. And we'll see if we can do it. It'll be our experiment. We're going to do that. Jim's website is his name. Lex will have it linked up for you at coasttocoastam.com. He does some incredible things. Zip code 75219.
Oh, by that's down in, I think that's Dallas, isn't it?
Yep,
Dallas.
Very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gosh.
You always try to do this for me.
91403.
Oh, that's out your way. That's out in California.
Yeah, see? I can't get you. I think maybe once I got you with my mom's zip code.
But you always give me the Sherman Oaks thing. You do that every show.
I know.
I on TV you did the Sherman Oaks. Is that where, yeah, is that the home zip code?
Yeah, that's where the home office is, to be sure. And cool. People need to email you. How do they get a hold of you?
Jim@jimcarroll.com is my personal email, and I accept personal emails.
Good for you.
Just email the site. They can email the site, too, but if they want to communicate, talk to me personally, man, I'm into this. I just want to do as much as I can, and we'll see what happens.
All right, when we come back from the break, Jim, I want you to take us through this experiment to downgrade Hurricane Matthew. Let's see what we can do. I want everybody who can participate to do that. And we're going to take calls with Jim Carroll, guest number one, Behind the Secret Door. Who's behind the secret door? It's Jim Carroll, the mentalist. And we're going to do an experiment in a moment. And we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. We're going to take your calls with Jim Carroll in just a second. He's our first guest Behind the Secret Door. Two more coming up tonight in the program. We're going to do an experiment before we go to calls, and I got to warn you that it must be done accurately, correctly, or it can backfire. It's happened before. So, Jim Carroll, how would you take us through this to get Hurricane Matthew down to a Category 1 by morning?
Seriously, I really, truly, in my heart, believe that this is possible, especially with a large amount of minds, you know, like your listening audience. You know, anything is possible. Anything is possible. But focus is the key. You got to focus. Focus and really positive focus and really believe in yourself. You're doing this. All your listening audience is doing this. This is them doing this. Okay, focus is not only the key to visualization, it's the key to higher emotional intelligence, it's the key to knowledge. Focus is very important. All right, our minds are so powerful with this focus. This is possible. Now there are a bunch of different ways that if everybody, you have way more than 30,000 people. If 30,000 people could focus on the number 222 coming up, your audience could definitely, my God, you never know what could happen here. And like we said, what do we have to lose and all everything to gain?
Mm-hmm. Right?
So now the thing to do is there's several different ways. Now, if someone is at home, all right, and they're listening to you on the radio, and they're not watching television or they don't have a cell phone or a computer handy, they could just close their eyes and just focus and try to visualize the state of Florida with this storm coming up the East Coast. Just buttoning it right off there, a couple miles off the shore, and like the name Matthew, the name of the storm is number 4. We want to get it down to number 3, the number 2, the number 1, and just keep focusing on that. If somebody has CNN or Fox or any kind of news channel on where they have the sound down and they see, because they constantly have that storm coming up the coast,
mm-hmm.
That's even easier. Sometimes it's easier to focus and visualize if you have an image, because visualization is a mental image of a future event. And this future event is we want to push this thing off or make it curve to the right and get the heck out of here, all right? So if they see it on a television, just kind of like visualize pushing it away. If they're on a cell phone, like I did this at Rhode Island, the University of Rhode Island, I did a show a few back in August. And there was a big, as you know, there's a hurricane coming up there. And so what I do is I put on the radar on my phone and I zone in on that area and I take my phone and I go, I actually blow. And I'm visualizing it blowing away. And the storm actually went 10, 15 miles further off the coastline. I mean, I'm not saying I did this, but you never know. You get, you know, what do you got to lose by trying?
Sure.
Those are the different ways. You could either blow, like you got a million people just visualizing this storm moving off the coast, pushing it off with your hand, pulling it with a big magnet out into the ocean, pushing it with a big truck. If you truckers out there driving your trucks, you push it, you visualize pushing that thing out with your big truck. This could work if everybody does this, and everybody's going to do that in the next 30 seconds. And then you could repeat it later on. We want to help these people down here.
All right, let's see if that happens. It'll be dramatic, to be sure.
Seriously, and if everybody does this, George, you never know. I truly believe it's possible, and if every single person in your listening audience can have that same belief, anything is possible.
Is the one strong? Can the one be as strong as the many, or do you have to have this collective?
I believe, obviously, it's just like anything else. One is strong. But collective, are you kidding me? That's like a neuron. See, in my opinion, I'm studying the brain now, as you know, with all this memory stuff that I'm doing. I started studying the brain and the neurons, and we got like 100 billion neurons in the brain, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to bore anybody with that. But I believe that every single man, woman, and child on this planet is a neuron, all right? And we work better together. If you're isolated, it causes cell death. If neurons can't communicate with each other, with the neurotransmitters, it causes cell death. People are the same way. We have to communicate. We have to love. It's all about love, positive energy. I know even they've heard this in the 60s, stuff, but I'm telling you the truth. It's about love, positive energy. Everybody, the collective group. Oh, I can't even imagine what a billion people would be. It would be insane. If there was a way I could do this, I would do it in a heartbeat.
You might be able to make peace on the planet.
I'm telling you, George, anything is possible. Yeah. People got to believe. See, everybody does their thing. They come home from work, and they go out, they do it. Nobody believes in this stuff, and nobody really practices this stuff. And I didn't.
Well, this audience believes in it.
I know. You have the most intuitive audience around. I mean, this is why I was always a dream of mine to be on your show, and here I'm on all the time. This is great. But hopefully we can get, if everybody thinks of this hurricane going down to a Category 2, going down to a Category 1, or pushing it off the coast.
Or turn it into a tropical storm.
Yeah, get it the heck. The least damaging, the better. And I was telling my buddy Dale this before. Dale Ledbetter lives in Fort Lauderdale, and he goes, "Oh my God, it's working! It didn't hit us." You know, as long as you believe, the power of belief is so strong. Anything is possible. And if you get the masses, like you said, the people all thinking the same thing at the same around the same time, anything can happen. And that's my little two cents.
Okay, let's go to the phones. They're lining up for you. Let us go first of all to Jacob, east of the Rockies. Hey, Jacob, where might you be?
Hey, George, Jim, great show.
Awesome.
Okay, Jim, I'm going to put your memory to work here. My zip code is 37620.
No wonder you didn't tell us where you were.
Right.
Oh, I get it. So he didn't even give you a Colorado. I think he's in, I'm not sure of the town. I know it's Sullivan County in Tennessee. Is it
very well done?
Oh my God! Wow. You almost had me. I didn't know. I know it was either Bristol or I know it was Sullivan County for sure.
It's Bristol, and I'm in Sullivan County. Well done.
Amazing.
How's the weather down there? How's it doing down there? You getting a little bit of that?
No rain down there yet?
No, it's like 70 degrees, blue skies. It's just beautiful down here in Bristol, Tennessee. But I just want to put you to the test, and you passed in flying colors. Well done. Love your show, George. Keep up the good work.
You got it. That was fun, Jim.
Yeah, that's it. You know, it's like I said, your show is an absolute blast, George. I mean, I'd rather do this than any television show or anything else. It's just so much fun being on here, and your audience is just so.
Oh, they love it. How many mentalists are out there?
You know, there's a few, but there's more magicians than anything else. Here's what it is. Here's the transformation I made. I went from magician to mentalist, and now I call myself a cogmentalist. It's a word I made up, and hopefully after I die, maybe it'll be a word in the dictionary. Who knows? And it's COG, cogmentalist. And to me, that's a mentalist that takes it to the limits and starts studying the human brain. And that's my definition of a cogmentalist. So it's pretty cool. But yeah, I would say there are quite a number of good mentalists out here. I mean, everybody knows Kreskin, for God's sakes. I mean, he was like one of my idols when I was growing up.
He's still doing his thing, isn't he?
I heard he is. Yeah, it's amazing, huh?
Isn't he the one that they did the movie, The Great Buck Howard, Howard, right?
Yeah. When you meet Kreskin, he shakes your hand. Like that was his calling card, you know, shaking the hand real and keeps going really hard. Like every time he comes on Carson. I mean, he was a regular on
Carson. Oh, he was on Carson all the time.
Oh, I wish I could be on Jimmy Fallon's show like that all the time, man. I'd love to be a regular.
Well, do you have somebody who places you?
No.
You should.
I know. I'm.
You'd be a regular on that.
I'm trying. If anybody's listening.
Do the spike thing with him. I dare you.
Oh, I'm telling you. I got a lot of stuff. You know the arsenal I have. It's like, and now it's even growing even more and more. But like I said, now I'm getting into this real deal stuff. This visualization I know is real. I know, man, believe me, I'm telling you right now, this is possible. I really strongly believe it. And if it's all about positive belief in yourself that you can do this. And if you have at least 1,000 people out there right now that could get that positive belief, you could do anything. You could do anything. It's physics. Come on, this is simple physics.
Let's go next to Chris, first-time caller in Sellersburg, Indiana. Hey, Chris. Good morning.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Okay.
Hey, Chris.
Well, my question is this. I've always been very good with remembering people's faces and where I know them from and how I know them. But the problem I've always had, unless I make a really deep personal connection, is remembering their names.
Well, you know what? That's a cool question because names and faces, I mean, in my opinion, they go together, names and faces. as you're shaking that person's hand or meeting them for the first time, that's how I usually I look at the characteristic of the person. Like Jay Leno, look at the Jay Leno's chin. I mean, everybody has a unique look about him. Or if there's a woman I met down in Florida. I did a show for a hospital down there, and her name was Wendy, and her hair, I visualized her hair being all like coming out from the wind.
Like Wendy.
You know? Yeah, and if go to my site, and I'll help you, and email me, and I'll show you some techniques. My God, that's easy. Names and faces go together. That's a no-brainer there.
Most people, when they meet somebody for the first time, most people don't remember that name.
Yeah, I know. Because you know why? Because it has nothing to do with memory. It has to do with focus. You're not focusing. You're probably meeting that person for the first time, thinking about 10 other things or 10 other people you got to meet or what
yep.
you got to do.
Yeah.
It's like the old story of this lady, 65 years old, and she goes, "I was talking on the phone with Sally. I went in the mall and had lunch, and I forgot where I parked my car." Well, you were probably talking to Sally while you were parking the car, not focusing. It has nothing to do with your memory. Yeah, it's all focus. Focus is what triggers that whole thing. You know, it's just, because what is it? It's all your hippocampus, like your memory. You get everything you've ever done in your life, George, is probably in your head, okay? And your hippocampus works as an index, like a library. You know, when you go to a library.
It's like a tape recorder. It's there.
Yeah, yeah. And when you go to a library, I think they still have them. Been a long time, and they have the index cards
mm-hmm.
to try to find the book. Well, that's what your hippocampus is. It's your brain memory indexer, and if you learn how to work that, you have to focus to put it in, and you focus to take it out, and it works fine. Yeah, I mean, if I could do this at 63, I couldn't do this at 49. I swear, I didn't know any of this at 49. It's amazing, and so I envy these kids growing up. Oh my God, if they could get into this at a young age, like. I'm helping my grandkids now. I got my 4-year-old grandson. My 4-year-old grandson, and I go to him. I'll say something like, "What's the scientific term for brain freeze, Leo?" And he'll go, "Sphenopalatine ganglion neuralgia." Then I'll go to him. I go, "What does DNA stand for? Deoxyribonucleic acid." Kids are resilient. They could learn this, but nobody teaches this. You know, they'll teach everything else, but they won't teach these mnemonics and these memory skills. It's very important to learn at a young age. In fact, I'm doing something in conjunction with MIT right now where we're going to try to do this with kids. And Tony Dottino, he's the founder of the USA Memory Championships. We're trying to get this thing going because you can help anybody with this. It doesn't matter if you have an injured brain like the Wounded Warriors with PTSD or the NFL athlete suffering from chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or if you're a healthy brain, you could become superhuman. It's amazing. But the thing is, and what it does, should I tell you what the main thing it does? It gives you energy. Look at me.
It does. It revitalizes you.
I'm on the East Coast, and I'm so energized right now and charged up. It gives you energy.
You'll never get to sleep tonight. You know that.
Let's go. I'll probably be watching the TV all night to see if the hurricane. I'll keep trying. I'll be on my TV.
Let's see if it comes down more and more.
Like I'm crazy. What are you doing blowing on the TV? I'm trying to, you know.
Mike in Cleveland, you're up with us. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Morning.
Hey, Jim, I wonder if there's anything else you do to prepare when you visualize and stuff like that. And do you know where the 44028 is?
Or 44? That's out you. That's out your way. That's
yeah, it is. It is. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, I just wonder if there's anything else. You do to
George gave it away. See, George, don't tell me where they're from. Then they might want to try to fool me.
That's true. But that's you know.
See what I do. I'll tell you what I do. You got to clear your head a little bit, and you got to focus. Focus is the key. You focus, like when I sit here, all right, like here, I love darts. Like I'm in my basement right now. I have a dartboard here. Or bowling is another thing. Like when you take a, I haven't bowled for years and years, and I took my grandkids bowling. I just stand there, and I'll visualize me going through the motion of throwing the ball, and I see all the pins go down. And when you do it, it doesn't happen every time, but there are a lot of NBA players that believe in this. Like when they shoot foul shots, you'll see them closing their eyes and dribbling the ball. What they're doing is they're going through the visualization of making that foul shot.
Yes.
I mean, it's visualization. Everybody should do this. It turns into manifestation. You don't. Who knows where it could lead to? It's just, but, you know, you have to be passionate about it, as you can tell I am. I'm very passionate, very energetic about it, and I believe anything is possible. And like George knows, those 100 celebrities that I wrote down years ago, the only one I ever met before that was Muhammad Ali, and he passed away now. And I've met 88 since, and I'm about to meet 89 soon. So it's, hey, it is what it is. You know, it's, you got to just do it, you know, and be positive about it and focus and be confident and believe. The main thing is you got to believe in yourself that you could do anything, and you will be able to do anything. I'm telling you. And like I mentioned before, when we started the show here, all these celebrities, that they all believe in it. And Jim Carrey, remember when Jim Carrey was first starting his career?
Oh, yeah.
Check out for $10 million. And that's, what do you think that is? Yeah, just do it. Just, you got to believe in yourself.
Any presidential predictions?
Oh, my God, I got to stay away from the politics, because you know why? Half your audience will
half the people will hate you.
Isn't that something, the way it's
it
like
happens?
That? And I'm going to be honest with you, George. I could go into a room right, not today, not, it's too late now, but I could go in a room next week of Hillary Clinton supporters and leave with all of them having a great relationship and loving me and stuff. Then I could go in a room with all Trump supporters and leave with everybody loving me. But if I say I'm for one or the other, boom, you lose the other. I don't know why the world has to be like that. See, I'm not about race, I don't care if you're black, blue, green, yellow, pink. It doesn't matter. I don't care what religion you are. I don't care what political. I'm a brain guy. I'm about the brain. As long as you're cool and you get along with me and you're a nice guy and you think positive, I'll get along with you. You know, and that's the way everybody should be, and we stay out of trouble. You know, but it's not like that.
Minute and a half to go. Quick question from Sarah in Sacramento. Sarah, go ahead really quickly, please.
Hi. Really quickly, I wanted to tell you I was doing the visualization with a map on the screen, and there was a little nit that was in the house that flew by, and I was going, no, and I focused, and he flew the other direction out toward the ocean, so we're hoping it'll work.
That's
but
super,
my question
Sarah.
Is,
awesome.
Thank you. My question is, do you have any tips for helping to master language? I'm great with the vocabulary, but not with the conjugation and those sorts of things.
Minute to go, Jim. How do you help her with a language, learning languages?
Go to email me, jim@jimcarroll.com. I'll talk to you.
There's a way to do it?
Yeah. It's language. I'm learning two languages right now at the same time. So I'm not a master yet, but I could help you.
Two at the same time?
Yeah. Well, because, you know, Spanish... You have to learn Spanish nowadays, because everywhere I go, it's everybody speaking Spanish. So I started learning Spanish, and I'm learning a little Russian, and I'm trying to learn a little Mandarin Chinese. So I actually three, because I met somebody named Dr. Dewey Lee from Texas, and his wife. I may go to China. I'm going to learn some stuff. You know.
You're a good guy, Jim Carroll. Yeah. Thanks for being our number one secret door guest.
Okay, lately, make sure everybody's wishing that hurricane away. All right.
Let's get it down to a Category 1, a tropical storm, and make it just go away. Up next, we're going to open up the door to see who's behind that one.